Thank you for calling Entomologist. This is Courtney Walker speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning. My name is Dan. I'm calling from the Coming Home Depot store 0134. How are you today?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. I am calling to follow up on an install. I wonder if I can give you an order number, phone number, PO, whatever you need.
Go ahead. The PO number?
PO is 3440-0881.
The name of the customer?
Ann Tran.
And how can I assist you with this customer?
I am calling to check on it. From a note that was left in the measure order for this, the customer was supposed to receive a call today, I guess, about setting up or seeing if it was still going to be installed today, if the units were going to be installed. Let me, I'll read you the note, what it got put in there. But I'm just wondering if this is moving forward or kind of what the deal is. It says XPO said they would call tomorrow and verify if they're coming out. Customer says she paid in full for appliances, blah, blah, blah. So long story short, I guess one of my service desk associates spoke to you guys or spoke to the customer, not sure. And said that you guys don't cut granite anymore, but that's actually in the measure document. So is that accurate? You guys don't cut granite anymore?
Correct. Home office, we can't cut any more granite. Hold on, I can tell you exactly what it is.
So, and while you're looking that up, so let me just ask you this, and this is just curiosity, I guess, at this point. If you guys don't cut granite anymore, why would the measure tech put that it needs a granite cut and a price on the measure sheet?
That this right here was just issued from a home office on April 1st. It's saying from its Home Depot home office. It said we cannot perform any modifications to countertop or cabinet until further notice regarding the year the home was built.
So it's contingent upon what year the home was built?
Correct.
And this home too old to have something cut, or?
Home Depot didn't give us a requirement yet. We're waiting on your guys' home office. In the email they sent over, they said they will be removing the screw that's associated with countertop and cabin modification. But the only thing you guys will have is custom labor. But we can't do any modification to countertop or cabins until you guys' home office approves and let us know when.
Lovely. And when did that come down to you guys?
On the first.
Okay. Because this measure was done on, let's see. That was done a while ago, it looks like.
Yeah.
Back in February. Oh, okay. Well, that's frustrating because now this customer's whole project is on hold and she bought $4,000 worth of appliances she's now going to want to return.
Yeah, I spoke with that customer this morning to let her know. I sent the information because I told her she's in the system from 8 to 8 for the rest of her appliances. I tried to reach out to the tech office, but I didn't get an answer from them, so I didn't get the area manager involved.
So you guys are still scheduled to go out there today?
The customer is on our schedule to go out there, but I'm not sure if they're actually going or not. Because the customer time frame is still 8 to 8. That time frame should have been narrowed down by now with a 4-hour window. Mm-hmm. And then I don't see what we actually gave the customer pre-call yesterday.
Okay. Well, then I guess what I'll do is I'll just I'll call the customer and just say, hey, this is where we are right now. I'll just give it till tomorrow. If they don't show up today, give us a call back tomorrow, and we'll see what we can figure out.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, buddy. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling us, Geologist. You have a great day.
You too, bud. Thanks.